contra o vento, sem lenço, sem documento, no sol de quase dezembro. Eu vou. O sol se reparte em crimes, espaçonaves guerrilhas, em cardinales bonitas. Eu vou. Em caras de presidentes, em grandes beijos de amor, em dentes, pernas, bandeiras, bomba e Brigitte Bardot. O sol nas bancas de revista me enche de alegria e preguiça. Quem lê tanta notícia? Eu vou por entre fotos e nomes, os olhos cheios de cores, o peito cheio de amores. Pensa em casamento e eu nunca mais fui à escola, sem lenço, sem documento. Eu vou, eu tomo uma Coca-Cola, ela pensa em casamento e uma canção me consola. Eu vou, por entre fotos e nomes, sem livros e sem fuzil, sem fome, sem telefone, no coração do Brasil. Ela nem sabe, até pensei em cantar na televisão. O sol é tão bonito. Eu vou sem lenço, sem documento, nada no bolso, nas mãos. Eu quero seguir vivendo.
Broadcasting since 1994, you are listening to KPSU, Portland's College Radio, streaming worldwide 24/7 at kpsu.org. Welcome, and this is a special edition, two series episodes of Mango Pop Spectrum, where we're going to go through Brazil's social, cultural, political history, and through a musical aspect. And especially in right now, in a time where the World Cup is right around the corner, I would say it's 58 days to be exact. And we have a special guest with us, and Dr. Charles Klein, if you want to introduce yourself to Portland and everyone, all the listeners.
Hello, Portland.
Portland. Beautiful day today here in Portland. And that first song that you heard was by Caetano Veloso called Alegria, Alegria.
Happy, happy.
Happy, happy, which it means. But more of a protest song, which is 1968, and which was the beginning of the dictatorship. But to base off the ground and the fundamentals and the history of Brazil that many people might not be aware of, in my opinion, Brazil has probably the most interesting history, I guess you could say, from probably the most intense slavery to the most intense dictatorship to now a growing democracy with arguably a huge social inequality. Especially right now with the World Cup and the Olympics coming to the country. And and Dr. Charles Klein here, he had studied in, he's a medical anthropologist, did work out in Porto Alegre and Rio, correct?
Yeah, maybe it's a political and medical anthropologist.
Yes. But yeah, you want to...
Yeah, so anyway, yes, I've lived in Brazil, Rio and Porto Alegre this summer. I'll be in São Paulo. Awesome. Actually, we'll be there for the quarter and semifinals.
Awesome.
Will be interesting. Last year arrived there the day after millions of people took to the streets throughout Brazil.
Yeah, that was June 22nd, right?
Yeah, very exciting. I arrived June 21st. So that first song, Alegria, Alegria, Caetano Veloso, as Serge said, 1968, a big time in the world.
Yes.
You know, the Vietnam War protests and everything else. But also Brazil, there was a military coup in 1964. But in 1968, the dictatorship put the clamps on and started censoring music, exile and things like that. So Alegria, Alegria has that chorus line, Eu vou, I go, I will. So it's sort of about possibility.
Yeah.
And you can do it.
Demand.
You can make things happen. But it's sort of veiled. And yet, Caetano Veloso, Gilberto Gil, who we'll listen to in a little bit, went into exile. They were censored. They were harassed. And many, many Brazilians, musicians and politicians and activists went abroad.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that musically, what that means when Gilberto Gil and Caetano Veloso went to London for 3 years. But you can even hear in that song, Brazil's always a land of fusion and hybridity. And you could hear the psychedelia.
Yeah, that one's really psychedelic with the fuzzy guitar tones and the organ, the crunchy organs in the background, which comparably is to a lot of people know Os Mutantes, which is basically the Beatles of Brazil, many say. And I think the lead singer's name is Sergio also, I believe. Didn't he also go to the UK?
Mm-hmm.
And
Tropicália, this movement that starts in 68, kind of Os Mutantes would loosely be part of that. Mm-hmm. Some, but they're even more psychedelic.
Yeah, they were wacky.
But we're also doing politics, right? So that's exciting. But our second song is more of the political anthem. Same year.
Yes.
You've got Maoist guerrillas doing bombings and kidnappings of elite people. You've got the flower movement. You've got the psychedelic movement. But you've also got people protesting against this clamping down and hardening of the dictatorship. And so this song is always voted the number one protest song, and I had really fun preparing, putting on Facebook for all my Brazilian friends. What do you think are your 10 best protest
songs? This one was
Everybody mentions this one. This is the iconic kind of political song. We'll also be doing culturally political songs, but this is politics.
Yes, and we're eventually going to cover it. It's a two-episode thing. It's only in an hour, so you can only fit so many songs in an hour. Next week we'll be going more into also, I think, funk.
Hippie hoppy, samba reggae.
So, and also more maybe modern hip-hop
up
to
today.
Favela lifestyle. So
exactly.
It's going to be fun. And this one's by Gerardo Vandré. Am I saying it correctly?
Mm-hmm.
And it interprets into so that no one says I never sung of flowers. In Brazilian, I would say it's pra não dizer que não falei das flores.
Mais ou menos.
So. Hey, let's check this one out. It's by Gerardo Fandre.
Vencendo, ganhando. Vem. soldados armados, amados ou não, quase todos perdidos, de armas na mão. Nos quartéis lhes ensinam uma antiga lição de morrer pela pátria e viver sem razão. Sabe, faz a hora, não espera acontecer. Vem, vamos embora, que esperar não é saber. Quem sabe, faz a hora, não espera acontecer.
Okay, that song ended pretty quickly, but that was Giraldo Bandre with translated in English into "So That No One Says I Never Sung of Flowers," a calm political protest song, 1968.
You get that sound of that style of 60s music too that existed in Brazil too, acoustic guitar, folky. There were hippies in Brazil as well. But that's a very important political song though, because people would be singing it while they were marching, and then they would maybe go into more "the people united" sorts of slogans and continue doing other things. So very important song. Then our next song.
Yes, this is one of my favorites on the list today, in my opinion, by Gilberto Gil. And this is the beginning, the official beginning declaration of the Tropicália movement, correct?
Yes, and there are like big names. If you know your Brazilian MPB music, Caetano, our first song, he's on this album. Gal Costa, who we're going to listen to in a little more, is on this album. Yeah. Many, many people who are famous to this day. But this is the seminal, uniquely Brazilian hybrid fusion thing that's just magically amazing. If you listen today, you'd want to go buy it, even though it's 40-some years old. Right?
Yeah, it's a classic. So this one's Gilberto Gil, Tropicália. And
it's the first part of this song is the Latin prayer, "God have mercy on it." I don't do Latin, but if you do Latin, you'll hear the first few lines, and the chorus are from a, you know, Brazil is a Catholic country well as an Afro-Brazilian religion country and now a Protestant fundamentalist country. Uh-huh. But the Catholic goes deep and long.
Nice. Nice. This one will be a fun one. It's my favorite so far for today. So tune in. Listen to this.
Seja para todos e sempre a mesma cerveja. Tomara que um dia não, para todos e sempre metade do pão. Tomara que um dia seja, que seja de linho a toalha da mesa. Tomara que um dia não, na mesa da gente tem banana e feijão. Sempre, sempre.
Já não somos como na chegada. O sol já é claro nas águas quietas do mangue terra. Vemos vinho no linho da mesa, molhada de vinho e manchada de sangue. Molhada de vinho e manchada de sangue. Miserere nobis, ora, ora pro nobis, é no sempre será, oh ia, ia, é no sempre, sempre será. Te reabra, se lesiu, feu, fuse, e lesiu, se a ca, ne a ca, altiuão, ora pro nobis, ora.
That one was Gilberto Gil with Miserere Nobis. And as Klein said before, it starts off in Latin, goes into Portuguese for like a four-line stanza, right?
Mm-hmm. And also has some African languages, Yoruba.
Yeah.
Many of the big Brazilian musicians are from the state of Bahia, which is where back in the day it was colonized by the Portuguese. Millions of slaves brought in from Africa. More slaves were brought in to Brazil than anywhere else, more than the U.S., more than Cuba, more than Haiti. Mm-hmm. And the music, Caetano, Gal, they're all from Bahia, and they tap into that. And in this song, we also get, as we did in the first song that I forgot to mention, this question, too, of inequality. You get this through the line. Let's hope one day we won't have all of us only a slice of bread. And as Serge said, Brazil is a famously unequal country. It has one of the largest gaps income disparities. And many of our songs will touch on that, including next week. And another little funny thing is on Brazilian music, all of our songs have sounded pretty happy, but all of them have some pretty critical lyrics in here. Yeah. It's that combination of the happy with the not so
happy. They have a flowery sound, very I would say daggerly lyrics, if daggerly is the right word to say, but it's not a proper word, but they're pretty punchy. And then this next artist that we're going to go through now, still, and this one is this is now 1970. The first three songs are 1968. This was 1970 by Chico Buarque. And the only Chico Buarque song I really knew was the one that Banda Pashar, to watch the band pass by, which was also a calm political protest song that talks about different classes joining together through music. And this one, though, is called A Pesar de Voce, which, what does that translate into? Something voice, passing the voice?
You.
Oh, voce,
you,
that's right, voce.
You,
that's right.
Voce. And you probably will notice this is going to sound like a bossa nova song, because Chico Buarque with Tom Jobim, Jean Gilberto, was in that movement of bossa nova. But some of bossa nova was not political at all. It was kind of middle-class people in Rio's southern zone on the beach. But Chico Buarque was always much more political. So he takes the sound in a different direction. He's sort of a bridge between the Tropicália and the bossa nova.
Nice. Yes. And then so this one's called A Pesar de Voce. Excuse my Portuguese. And it's Chico Buarque, a prime Brazilian bossa nova.
Amanhã vai ser outro dia.
Hoje você é quem manda, falou, tá falado. Não tem discussão, não. A minha gente hoje anda falando de lado e olhando pro chão. Viu você que inventou esse estado, inventou de inventar toda a escuridão. inventou o pecado, esqueceu-se de inventar o perdão.
Apesar de você, amanhã há de ser outro dia.
Eu pergunto a você, onde vai se esconder da enorme euforia? Como vai proibir quando o galo insistir em cantar? Água nova brotando e a gente se amando sem parar. Quando chegar o momento, esse meu sofrimento vou cobrar com juros, juro. Todo esse amor reprimido, esse grito contido, este samba no escuro.
Você que inventou a tristeza, ora tem a fineza de desinventar. Você vai pagar e é dobrado cada lágrima rolada nesse meu penar.
Pago pra ver o jardim florescer, qual você não queria. Você vai se amargar vendo o dia raiar sem lhe pedir licença. E eu vou morrer de rir que esse dia há de vir antes do que você pensa. Apesar de você,
apesar de você,
poesia. Como vai se explicar vendo o céu clarear de repente, impunemente? Como vai abafar nosso coro a cantar na sua frente? Apesar de você,
apesar de você, amanhã há de ser outro dia.
Você vai se dar mal, etc e tal, laraiá, 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 laraiá.
And that's Chico Buarque with A Pesar de Você. And that's an anti-dictator song, sorry, from the 1970. And Klein, do you want to translate some of those?
Yeah, and Chico Buarque de Holanda, he is the great lyricist, the great poet of Brazilian popular music. And I hope you all speak Portuguese and could get it into Portuguese because it sounds better. But even in English, it sounds pretty amazing too. So two stanzas are from the great Euphoria. How will you prohibit when the rooster insists on crowing, new water flowing, and our people loving one another without stopping? When the moment arrives, this suffering of mine, I'm going to charge with interest, I swear, all this repressed love, this scream contained, this samba in the dark. So the whole song is very, there's this Brazilian word that doesn't translate right into English, which is saudade, which is missing, longing, loss. And you get that in all samba songs. They're happy and they're sad at the same time. And in this case, you get the happiness and sadness that people have lost their country. They've lost their rights. They've lost their future. And yet, there's always optimism in Brazil. We're going to get it. It's going to be all right, which goes back to all those years, too, of slavery and other things that we have hope, like gospel music. And samba is always a hopeful music. It can be very critical, but it's always hopeful.
And this song, and it's beautiful.
Made me cry. I got all teary-eyed.
Yeah, it's beautiful how the song has such a soft, it carries weight, but the lyrics are just so dark and somber. And
yet uplifting simultaneously in Brazilian fashion. They don't mince words, but it's not a slit your wrist song.
No.
It's not a Lannis. You're going to jump out and live your life.
Yeah. Anyway. For the same time, I think it's like also tears of, because we are human beings and we have the opportunity and we have the we're going to have the right to do this and
succeed. Right, and all Brazilian music, emoção, emotion, that's a key Brazilian national quality. Yeah. Emotion is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Joy, sadness, that's all good.
Yeah, it's human nature.
Yeah.
As the anthropologist says. But so the next one we have is going to go up 4 years to 1974. And this song is also a part of the Tropicália movement, correct?
Yeah, and this song maybe isn't quite so overtly political, but I thought we're doing this Tropicália. This is the beginnings of this MPB, Música Popular Brasileira, popular Brazilian music. Much of the music you think of as Brazilian is in this genre. And Gal Costa is one of the key figures here. And Brazilian music has generated many divas and strong female figures. And Gal is like the first one, and a fun one, and a best one. And it's also one of our first series of gay lesbian performers. Oddly, for some reason, many Brazilian female vocalists are lesbian. And I think that's really interesting and exciting that people are out there being themselves. Not ban gay rights in your face, but just as part of life.
Yeah.
And so Gal is great that way.
Especially being this from 1974 also.
Yeah. And Gal, diva, beautiful, dramatic, big hair.
Yeah. And this one's a beautiful tune, in my opinion, too. And this song's called Barato Total, or Barato. How do you say that?
Barato Total.
Barato Total. Okay, cool. I said it right the first
time.
Which
doesn't translate very well at all. Okay.
But yeah, and then, this one's a more calm and more, I would say melodic, but check it out for yourself.
Esqueça do meu compromisso com isso e aquilo que aconteceu 10 minutos atrás. 10 minutos atrás de uma ideia já tão toma teia de aranha crescer e prender sua vida na cadeia do pensamento que de um momento pro outro começa a doer. Lá. Nem pensar, a gente quer, a gente quer, a gente quer, a gente quer.
What a beautiful tune. And that's part of the Tropicalia. And we just saw that Gilberto Gil, the song that we played earlier, the Tropicalia one that started the Tropicalia movement, he wrote that song. And
And it's exciting hearing that you really hear Gal, the vocalist. And sometimes people in record stores, back when there were record stores, put this kind of Brazilian music almost as jazz. And it's really about interpretation and vocalists. And
yes.
Gal has a very unique style of singing mm-hmm. that comes out. It's always Gal, even though she doesn't always write her own songs and all that. She puts her Gal on it.
But right now you're saying she has a very, for it being the Tropicalia movement, and the word Tropicalia has a very sunshine kind of tone, and her voice has that sunshine kind of blooming.
Yeah, and I think she sounds like a bird a flower blossoming. And then she had that hair back in the day, and she was, you know, wear those,
especially with those flutes
flowy
in the background.
Clothes and
it's a beautiful song
of the day. But you know, here we are, 1974 in Brazil. It's still the dictatorship. We got a new president now who's not quite as repressive as the old one, but politics are still going on.
And is censorship still at its same rate, or is it getting
more
intense?
It's going to start loosening a little, but still, as I mentioned earlier, many people went abroad, exiled officially or voluntarily. So Gil and Caetano were in London. They came back in 71.
Yeah.
So it was lightning. But many people, especially the leftist activist politician types, were still out of the country. So our next song, in 1979, we're getting a gradual political opening in Brazil because we're going to have elections of Congress and mayors and cities and I think governors in 82. But there's a whole question. Were the people who were considered to be war criminals and political criminals be allowed to come back in with amnesty? So we have the amnesty movement. And this song is the key song of the amnesty movement. And it's by Elisa Gina is our singer here. And Elisa Gina is probably the most important and loved bossa nova singer. She sang many things with Tom Jobim, including my favorite song of all time, Águas de Março. Check it out if you don't know Águas de Março. But many a beautiful bossa nova song is sung by Elise Regina. And sadly, she overdosed in 1982. One of my friends always talks about the gallery of the stupid people. And just like in the U.S., and what is the age that everyone dies, Jim Morrison?
The 27 Club?
Same thing. There's a whole series of great Brazilian musicians who all overdosed and died at young ages. Oh, and sadly, Elise Regina is one of them.
Okay. Yeah, and this song is called O Bebado. There's O E... Equilibrista.
Or the drunk and the tightrope walker. Or the politically sleazy tightrope walker, really. Somebody who won't make a decision.
Yeah. We came to the, I guess indecisiveness is the best way of saying that.
It's one of those words that has many meanings. It is a tightrope writer, connotations left and right, which is the joy of good lyrics.
Yeah, totally. Obtuseness, perhaps? Let's check this one out.
Aluguel e nuvens lá.
What a beautiful little electric piano that is. I don't know. What is that in the back?
Yeah, I'm crying again. It's those sounds that just hit you, you know? It's
It hits pretty nice. And that's Elis Regina with Obebado o Ea Equilibrista. And so now we're going to change gears quite drastically.
And, musically, anyway.
Musically, and try to throw you off your shoes and your feet a little bit.
So we have a little history here, right? We're doing our tiny bit of history of Brazil as we do this. So as I was saying, we did have the elections in 82, and there's this process, the abertura, the opening, this very gradual redemocratization of Brazil. And the 80s were a really exciting, important time in Brazil because everyone is mobilizing political parties, at least opposition parties are allowed to be somewhat. But you also have the women's movement, the gay movement, the Afro-Brazilian movement, the landless people's movement. Everyone is organizing coming up because in 89, it's going to be the direct election for president for the first time. In 85, there was an indirect election of president by the senators who had been elected.
Yeah.
But they were largely the government, the right-wing military folks. So we're going to be in 1988 for both of these songs. And many of you probably don't know that the Brazilian Constitution and South Africa's are probably the two most progressive in the whole world.
Yeah.
They are. It's just a magnificent document of rights. Now, how those play out
are
is something
thing.
Else.
Yeah.
So we're going to switch gears to that Brazil is a land of many peoples and many classes and many musics. And Brazil, for most Mutantes, probably is sort of the root of this, has a very strong rock tradition.
Yes.
And so our next two performers, we're really switching musical gears here. And it's sort of a bit of middle class disaffect about where the country is going.
Yeah.
Não me convidaram pra esta festa pobre que os homens armaram pra me convencer. Apagar sem ver toda essa droga que já vem malhada antes de eu nascer. Não me ofereceram nem um cigarro. Fiquei na porta estacionando os carros. Não me elegeram chefe de nada. O meu cartão de crédito. Esta festa pobre que os homens armaram pra me convencer. Apagar sem ver toda essa droga que já vem malhada antes de eu nascer.
meu fim. Ver TV a cores na tábua de um índio, programada pra só dizer sim, sim. Brasil, mostra tua cara, quero ver quem paga pra gente ficar assim. Fica assim, Brasil, qual é o teu negócio? O nome do teu sócio, confia em mim. Brasil, mostra tua cara, quero ver quem paga, pra gente fica assim. Brasil, qual é o teu negócio? O nome do teu sócio, confia em mim, confia em mim.
Que País Es Si? And that was by Legião Urbana. And then before that was Cazuza with Brasil Mostra Tu Cara, which translates to Brazil Show Your Face. And
yeah, so in both those songs, you're really getting this sense of what is Brazil? What should it be? So we have in the Legião Urbana song, Brazil, what kind of country is this? In the favelas, in the Senate, they mess everywhere. No one respects our constitution. No one, oh, but everybody believes in this progress of our nation. What kind of country is this? So obviously that was ironic.
Yeah.
Then he's like, what country is this, the third world thing? If it's just abroad mocking, let others alone. But Brazil will be rich. We'll earn thousands and many when we sell the souls of all our Indians in an auction. What kind of country is this? So little, he's been a little heavy. And Cazuza is kind of the same general thing. They didn't offer me not even a cigarette. I was at the door parking the cars. They didn't elect me chief of anything. My credit card, nothing. It's a razor. Brazil, show your face. I want to see who's going to pay for us to be this way. Brazil. And then kind of an anti-consumer business, or what's your business? What's your partner's name? Trust me, there's very allusions to Brazilian popular culture and business in the Cazuza song.
Yeah, and then with that anti-consumer one too, that ties, we didn't mention this before actually, the amount of corruption that Brazil is known for. I mean, there's corruption everywhere, but I think Brazil's is a little more it's a little more amplified, I would say.
It's interesting as well that Brazil, land of inequalities, these are kind of middle class folks singing to middle class people but critiquing it all too. So
yeah,
they're kind of not wanting to be a part of it. And then in a sort of sad, ironic twist, both of these, Renato Russo, the lead singer and front man of Legião Urbana, and Cazuza both died of AIDS early in the epidemic. Cazuza was the crazy rock and roller, and then that was his image. And Renato Russo, openly gay back in the day, but he never told anybody that he had AIDS, and then he kind of tragically died in 1996. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which was a decade after that song. Those two songs were from
1989, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So late 80s. And that's definitely the, with AIDS, that's Magic Johnson, that he announced 1991.
Yeah,
right?
When I was in Brazil. That was so exciting. And then the quote was, AIDS got the Pelé
of basketball. Wow. What
Brazil
a time.
Soccer always being the front point.
Definitely.
Yeah. So now we have this huge transition now, that was sort of our overtly political part of the set.
Yeah.
So we're really starting show two now, but we're starting it on day one, where we're going to go way back to samba.
Yes.
And do we want to say before or after? It's the era, 1952, Carmen Miranda. It's the style. But this song is about someone poor from a favela who washes people's clothes. So you're getting some politics in what could be a pretty superficial genre sometimes.
Let's check it out.
Maria lava roupa lá no alto, lutando pelo pão de cada dia, sonhando com a vida do asfalto,
que acaba onde o moro principia. Lata d'água na cabeça, lá vai Maria, lá vai Maria. Sobe o moro, não se cansa, pela mão leva a criança. Lata d'água na cabeça, lá vai Maria, lá vai Maria. Sobe o morro, não se cansa, pela mão leva a criança, lá vai Maria.
Maria,
lá vai Maria,
Maria. lavar roupa lá no alto, lutando pelo pão de cada dia, sonhando com a vida do asfalto,
que acaba onde o Moro principia. Lata d'água na cadeira, já vai Maria, já vai Maria. Sobe o Moro, não se cansa, pela mão leva a criança, já vai Maria.
Da, da, da. That's Marlene.
So, yeah, so can of water, and that refers to many things. But the fact that life in the favelas, these self-built communities on the hills of Rio, there was no water system, sewage system. You had to carry the water yourself, right?
Yeah.
So then we're talking about how Maria washes the clothes up there on the hill where the poor folks live, right, who built these places, having to fight every day to get her bread, to eat, to, for anything, dreaming of a life of that other neighborhood, Asfalto, where there are roads, where people have infrastructure, where people are respected, where people are acknowledged. And that ends where the mojo, the favela, begins.
Yes.
So it's a very beautiful paragraph, stanza there in Portuguese that didn't quite translate right. But that's the gist.
Yeah.
So it's nice that we're getting some political class and race
and that's,
social urban planning consciousness in 1952.
Yeah, exactly.
When this is starting to happen. Now, it's kind of sad that these issues still continue, but at least it was on the table.
Yeah, and that's 60 years, I would say, 70
years. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So we had just have just about 5 minutes left to wrap up this episode, which I want to thank you, Charles, for coming in, taking your time and your enthusiasm for this topic, because it's something that I love music. I love soccer. I'm intrigued by politics. It's a nice combination of fun stuff. So, but we're going to play some quick PSAs and promos and then end it off with one last song that will be more relevant to today with the upcoming World Cup games that are going to be happening in June. So, yeah, just stay tuned for this and we'll get back to that.
Bobby Brown.
Yeah, I think this is going to be another one of those funks.
Ralph Tresvant.
Sensitivity.
Johnny Gill.
So proud to share your love.
Belle Biv DeVoe.
That girl is
New Edition.
Still in love. Listen.
Join me on Blake on Wax Friday, April 11th, as we pay tribute to this R&B supergroup.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. My webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Every Thursday at 5 p.m. This is DJ Perspectacle.
And I'm DJ Banjo, and we host Pushing the Envelope.
Clash to the Backlash on Skylar White is
a talk show dealing with issues like race, sex, gender, religion, media, and more.
Oh, I'm going to critically consume this and critically examine it and ask.
There's also a bit of pop culture.
Always Sunny, and
oh,
I was thinking about Arrested Development.
Those were absolutely.
Those were the shows where I'm like, man, these people are just awful. But I am like crying, laughing.
Every Thursday at 5 p.m.
Okay, so we're gonna end off the this awesome set of music that we just heard. By the way, the songs will be up on just go to kpsu.org under schedules, just go under Sunday at 7 p.m. with this show Mango Pop Spectrum, and you can find the podcast there and the list of songs if you would guys would want to link up to those. And we're gonna try to post the links to the lyrics as well, translating. So we're gonna end it off with the more relevant topic to today, which is the World Cup and the inequality income disparity there with the people living in the urban areas and people living in the rural areas. And this song's by Edud Krager, and it's called Disculpa Neymar, which means I'm sorry, Neymar, which is him saying, I love you, I love the sport, soccer, I love Neymar, I love you. But
Neymar being one of the stars, yes, the young stars of the Brazil team, but I'm not going to root for you. And then you have this great thing in there talking about Padrão, the standards of FIFA. Mm-hmm. Why are you spending all this money to have world-class soccer stadiums when our education system, yeah, our schools are not of that standard?
That's the priority for about that. Exactly. And Neymar, for non-soccer fans, he's basically the Ronaldo, the
God.
He's the upcoming Messi of Brazil, which are all amazing soccer players. And yeah, and this was actually founded through FIFA TV.
And this is a song, ironic, of course, as we mentioned, there were millions of people on the street in the Confederations Cup, which is a soccer tournament run through for the World Cup. So
yeah, yeah, totally.
Be interesting to see in, what, 50-some days to see,
yeah,
what happens. Brazilians, yeah, love their soccer, but who knows?
We'll see how they're going to go, yeah, with it or against it. But once again, Klein, thank you very much. We'll be back next Sunday at 7 p.m. for episode 2, where we'll play more hip-hop, funk.
Mangi Bichi, my favorite.
Mangi Bichi. And the more social, cultural sides of Brazil.
2014. Bem-vindo ao Brasil.
Desculpe, Neymar, mas nesta Copa eu não torço por vocês. Estou cansado de assistir o nosso povo definhando pouco a pouco nos programas das TVs. Enquanto a FIFA se preocupa com padrões, somos guiados por ladrões que jogam sujo pra ganhar. Desculpe, Neymar, eu não torço desta vez. Barreira eu vi, aquele tetra fez o povo tão feliz. Mas não seremos verdadeiros campeões gastando mais de 10 bilhões pra fazer Copa no país. Temos estádios lindos e monumentais, enquanto escolas e hospitais estão à beira de ruir. Parreira, eu vi um abismo entre Brasis. Foi mal, Filipão, quando Cafu ergueu a taça e exibiu suas raízes num momento tão solene, revelou o Jardim Irene, um retrato do Brasil. A primavera prometida não chegou.